This is the story of two friends. This is going to make a great story.
It's not polite to interrupt a bard when she's relating a heroic tale.
You're a good storyteller.
Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to episode number 9 of Xena Fan Fiction Podcast. My name is Amy Boatman, and I will be your host. I'm really glad that y'all are joining me today. I'm going to be reading part 2 of Gabrielle's Destiny by Candid Eyes. It's a really great story, and I had a lot of fun reading it when I read it through the first time, so I'm enjoying reading it again. I want to be sure and remind everybody about Candid's walk that she's doing to raise money for breast cancer research. She's doing a 3-day, 60-mile walk, and she needs to raise $2,200. So far, she's got about $1,200, which is awesome, but she's still got about $1,000 more to go. So if you can donate $1 or $1,000, then please go over to her donation site and do so. She is a photographer, and she's going to be offering some of the pictures that she's taken over the years, particularly at the Roxy last January when Lucy performed. She's going to be offering these pictures for a $20 donation plus, I believe it's $3 shipping and handling. But I'll put a link to everything in my show notes. I'll put a link to the thread over at the Xena Online Community Board that she started that explains why she's doing it and how to go about getting the pictures. And I'll also put a link to her donation page where you can just go directly there and donate to the cause. It's a wonderful cause. I mean, breast cancer certainly affects pretty much all of us. So it's a worthy cause, and I applaud her for doing this, taking on this challenge. So everybody go over and help her out in her fundraising efforts. I'm also going to have a link to Candid's email address. The one that is attached to her story over at the Academy is no longer correct. So I'm going to have the correct address in my show notes. And speaking of email, if you would like to email me, the email is xenacast@gmail.com. I always take suggestions for stories and stuff like that, whatever it is you want to tell me. The website is xenafanfictionpodcast.com. And you can also find everything over at xenacast.com. That's the main site for pretty much everything. That's also where my original fiction story is, The Last Good Day. Got to throw in my little shameless plug here. I've finished with chapter 6, and that's posted, and I'm working on chapter 7 now. So go check that out. I'll have links to that in my show notes as well. All right, well, without any further ado, let's get back to our story. When last we left everybody, Xena and Gabrielle had just arrived in Greece from Egypt. Destiny, who is a warrior that is Hope's daughter, was defeated by the Athenians because of a mistake by one of her commanders. So now she's not in the best of moods, but she's gone over to the Amazons to warn them that the Romans are coming and that they need to give them safe passage. So last we left Destiny. Hope wants Destiny to defeat Xena, to kill Xena, but Hope's having none of that. She wants to defeat Xena in battle and not just kill her, but she also wants to defeat the Athenians. That's her goal at this moment. So that's where we left off the story. For all the disclaimers, go back and refer to podcast number 8 that has all the disclaimers at the beginning. Basically, though, it's that all copyrighted characters retain their copyright. Some of them are Candid's original characters, and she gets to keep those. And the story's rated PG-13. There you go. Disclaimers in a nutshell. Chapter 3, Ghosts from the Past. 12 Egyptian soldiers sat atop their mounts, surrounding the warrior princess and the bard as the sun began its descent from the sky. Bakar sat atop his steed at the front of the group, waiting patiently for word from Destiny's war camp. Xena continued to work quietly at releasing her hands from the chains that held her arms captive behind her back as a hawk flew over the area. The majestic bird was very vocal as it made its way over the trees lining the open road, soaring past the negotiating party and disappearing into the trees a distance in front of the waiting Egyptians. Moments later, the sound of thundering hooves was heard as a white stallion charged forward carrying the figure of a small dark warrior. Destiny came to a halt several paces in front of Bakar, her eyes taking quick inventory of the men in front of her. Feral green eyes glared intensely into the eyes of the Egyptian leader. "You must be Bakar."
"Yes, and you are?"
stated Bakar. "The representative you wish to speak with," answered Destiny. "I was expecting the Amazon princess Destiny," he replied. "Then you should get to know your enemies better," she spat, offended that the leader would not recognize her. Bakar watched her, looking up and down at the person before him. Destiny was dressed in her black battle dress, trimmed with gold armor. "You were expecting an Amazon, perhaps, or at least you believe this is not how an Amazon dresses." "How do I know you are here on Destiny's behalf?" asked Bakar. "You will just have to trust me. Why else would I be here?" she asked, careful not to allow her enemy to see the royal mark on her leg. "What is your business?" "We have the Amazon Queen, as stated in our message to the princess." "I can only see Egyptian soldiers. Perhaps you should show me who it is you think you have," Destiny said, her voice steady and in control. "As you wish," replied Bakar, as he motioned to his soldiers. The line of men on horseback parted as two horses carrying the warrior princess and the bard were led toward the front of the line. The soldiers took their positions on either side of the women as Destiny walked her horse a few paces forward. She stared at the legendary figures before her, looking into pale blue eyes, trying to contain her stoic appearance. Xena was every bit the impressive presence the legends had made her out to be. Gabrielle was an exact replica of her mother, only her eyes were warm and inviting, not cold and emotionless like her mother's. "Well, it appears you do have an Amazon queen," she stated, a devilish glint in her eyes. "You could have saved us all some time, Bakar, if you had simply asked if she has a daughter named Destiny." Bakar became very nervous, noting the cold, hostile eyes of the small brunette in front of him. "A question she surely would have lied about." "No, she looks like the honest type to me. But Destiny is not her daughter, and therefore we have no reason to negotiate," answered Destiny as she nonchalantly backed her horse up. "Kill her if you like," she added, preparing to turn around. "Of course she's the Amazon Queen," shouted Bakar. Destiny turned to face the Egyptian commander, a menacing look on her face. "Are you the best Egypt has to offer?" "We are the Pharaoh's elite," he answered. "Then Egypt shall be quite easy to conquer," she hissed. "Know your enemy, Bakar. If she were who you claim her to be, she would be wearing my insignia. Do you see my mark on her back?" Bakar shifted uncomfortably in his saddle, looking quizzically over at Gabrielle as the words sunk in, then looked back at Destiny. Her horse was now positioned to the side, exposing the majestic mark of the tiger above her boots, signifying her position as the leader of the Amazons. "Positions, men!" he shouted as his soldiers lined up next to him, crossbows loaded and ready, pointing toward Destiny. Destiny shifted her eyes forward to address the Egyptian leader, green eyes growing black as the monster awoke from its nap. "I think we can come to a more reasonable conclusion. I'm sure your mother will be willing to negotiate for the life of her daughter, Destiny." "You know who I am," answered Destiny coyly. With skilled fingers, she reached for the bow attached to the saddle, stringing a single arrow and pointing it directly at Bakar. "Are you ready to die, Bakar?" Cold stones of peridot stared fearlessly at her intended victim. "If you kill me, my soldiers will kill you, and then they will kill Xena and the Amazon Queen. Are you ready to make that sacrifice?" asked Bakar, believing he was in control of the situation. "I don't care about them. In fact, if you don't kill the warrior princess, I will eventually," answered Destiny, her eyes quickly averting toward the warrior and bard before settling back on the commander's gaze. "Only you will die, then your soldiers, one by one, because I will kill them." "Listen, little girl, you are outnumbered. Put your weapon down," cried Bakar. "Oh, now you're just making me mad," hissed Destiny as the monster jumped forward. "Go ahead, take your chances." Two arrows rose from her quiver and sailed swiftly through the air, taking down the guards closest to Xena and Gabrielle. Bakar motioned for his men to attack as he ducked below his horse's head to avoid the arrow pointed his way. Six crossbows were engaged, sending arrows directly toward the angry brunette. Destiny watched as the leader cowered behind his horse, pointing her weapon instead toward the guard flanking Bakar and firing as the six arrows stopped in midair and dropped in front of her. With lightning speed, she restrung the bow, shooting five more arrows, each one hitting its mark and killing its intended victim. The rear guards burst forward on their horses, charging the white stallion, swords up. Destiny reached for her swords, one in each hand, and met the challenge, taking the first two guards out by impaling them each with her weapons. Left unarmed, two guards released crossbows aimed at her chest. Destiny caught both arrows in her hands and charged the guards, reloading their weapons. Before they were successful, she jabbed the projectiles into their necks and watched as they slid from their horses. The last guard turned in retreat, galloping away as fast as he could. Bakar turned to follow, but was stopped as the small brunette leaped from her horse onto his back, tackling him to the ground. Before he could defend himself, strong arms encased his neck, snapping it like a twig. Destiny pulled a key out of the slain leader's pocket and picked herself up from the ground, watching the dust fly as the only survivor continued his escape. She brushed the dirt from her body and walked up to the warrior princess and bard, staring intently as she tossed a key to Xena. Xena responded by catching the key in one hand, her eyes never leaving those of the small warrior standing in front of her. "You might want to release your friend," stated Destiny, a smirk forming on her lips. Xena led her horse closer to Gabrielle and released the chains holding her hands while Destiny walked over to Bakar's horse, rummaging through the saddlebag. After a few moments, she pulled Xena's chakram out of the bag, admiring the beauty of the weapon. She walked nonchalantly over to Xena and held the item in front of her. "I do believe this belongs to you," she stated, as the warrior princess took the proffered gift. "Who are you?" asked Gabrielle. "A little slow on the uptake, aren't you?" asked Destiny, winking at the Amazon queen, sarcasm dripping from her words. "I am crushed. You don't see the family resemblance?" "Oh, that's right. They say I look more like my father." She paused for several moments, watching the two women look uncomfortably ahead. "I am Destiny." Moments of silence passed as Xena and Gabrielle looked at each other, puzzled expressions on their faces. Destiny gazed at them before jumping into a backward somersault and landing in the saddle of her horse. "Well, if you'll excuse me," she started, as she gathered the reins in her hands. "I'm rather busy now, lands to conquer and all," she added sarcastically as she directed her horse around. "Yah!" Horse and rider galloped away before Xena or Gabrielle could respond to her admission. Gabrielle kicked the sides of her horse, urging it forward in pursuit. "Gabrielle, wait!" yelled Xena. Gabrielle came to an abrupt halt, looking back at her partner. "Xena, we have to go after her." "Let her go. You've seen what she's capable of," answered Xena. "That's why we have to go after her." "Gabrielle, she's smart. If we go blindly after her, she might lead us into a trap." "So, what do you suggest?" "First, these men deserve a proper funeral. I suggest we find a safe place and set up camp. After we take care of these men, we need to visit her campsite. I heard the men talking on the ship. They said she has Athens surrounded. We'll start there. Afterward, we'll pay a little visit to Varia. Hopefully, Carminius was able to get into the city. If so, he'll be looking for us at the village." Xena, she looked at me as if she recognized me. "Apparently, you look just like her mother, enough to convince those soldiers." "Meg and Diana look just like you. I guess I could have a double in Greece." "You don't really believe that, do you?" asked Xena. "Xena, Hope is dead. She's been dead for almost 30 years. "So we thought. You saw those arrows fly. Hope used the same powers." "If you're right, that would make Destiny," began Gabrielle. "Your granddaughter," finished Xena. Gabrielle looked at her soulmate, emerald green eyes filling with tears. "I don't think I can go through this again," she whispered. "Gabrielle, we won't let Athens fall, and if she is your granddaughter, I will make sure she isn't harmed." Xena gently placed one hand on Gabrielle's knee to console her. "Not harmed? Xena, we have to stop her, whatever the cost. She's more dangerous than Hope ever was." "She's dangerous, I'll give her that. But Hope was motivated by evil. That woman isn't." "How can you say she's not evil? She just killed 11 men like it was a typical day of work." "For her, it was. Look, we need to find out more about her in order to defeat her. So don't rush to any conclusions just yet." "So we gather information about her and find her weaknesses, then we can destroy her." "Yes, but I think we can protect Athens without killing her." "Why not just kill her?" "Because she might be your granddaughter." "So? Hope was my daughter." "Look, I can't change the past, but if she is your granddaughter, I think she's worth saving. Just leave it at that. Now come on, let's get going. We have a lot of work to do." Gabrielle nodded as the two warriors began their task to honor the dead soldiers. Destiny walked cautiously into the tent. Her heart was racing as the small blonde stood up from behind her desk and approached her. "Hello, mother. I see you've dealt with Hector," stated Destiny, referring to the man on the cross in front of the camp. "And I gathered you rescued me?" replied Hope, a droll look on her face as she looked up at her daughter. Of course, Mother. I wouldn't let any harm come to you. So, where are they? Probably setting up a funeral pyre for those unfortunate Egyptians. You let them go? Asked Hope angrily. I told you, Mother, I will kill Zena in battle. As for Gabrielle, well, I don't think she was in the mood for a family reunion just yet, answered Destiny sarcastically. You could have killed her tonight, Destiny. Why didn't you? Life is a journey, Mother. It's not all about the destination, so let me enjoy the ride for now, answered Destiny defiantly, her legs trembling with fear as she awaited the wrath of the demigoddess before her. Daughter, this is not a game. Her blood will bring the glory of Dayhawk. With Father's help, Athens could be crushed like a bug. And how will I rule if I can't defeat them on my own? With an iron fist, spat Hope, green eyes dark with anger. I cannot rule without respect. The Roman legions are on their way. Athens will fall under my hand. Destiny stood tall, exuding confidence as she spoke. You know what will happen if you don't succeed this time, replied Hope, compassion clouding her eyes. Why are you taking such a risk? You said it was my destiny, Mother, she answered quietly, her head bowed, eyes searching the floor as she spoke. Will you be able to kill Zena when the time comes? Destiny's eyes shot up to look into her mother's. Of course I will, Mother. She is my enemy. She replied, trying desperately to be convincing. Hope looked at her daughter with pleading eyes. She could see the pain etched on Destiny's face. Go now. Antony is waiting for you in your tent. You two have much to discuss. Destiny nodded her head as she walked toward the door, her mother's eyes following her as she walked. Hope sat down at her desk, deep in thought. No matter how hard she tried, she could not dim the light in her daughter's heart, and she feared it would result in her own destruction. She tried to remember when Destiny became more important in her life than her father's wishes. When Destiny was a child, she cared for her and raised her to be a warrior, careful not to coddle her with love. She stayed distant, knowing her young charge would only grow stronger without that crazy notion of love. Destiny could defeat any person living as a warrior, but in her heart she knew the young woman despised killing. Hope shook the thoughts from her head and went back to the scroll she was writing. Destiny peeked into the entrance of her tent. She looked longingly at the handsome Roman laying on the pillows waiting for her. He lay with his back to the entrance. Destiny walked quietly behind him, a dagger drawn as she approached. With the silence and agility of a leopard, she pounced on him, the dagger at his throat. Never trust anyone, she whispered into his ear. Antony froze as the cool blade made contact with his skin. I am at your mercy. Yes, you are, she purred. Now, what should I do with you? She pushed the dark man onto his back, straddling his waist. My sword is at your service, my lady. Destiny placed the dagger into her cleavage and placed her hands onto her captive's chest, caressing the strong muscles through his shirt. Then service me, she said breathlessly as she leaned toward the dark man's head, brushing her lips with his and demanding entry with her tongue. Antony responded by opening his mouth, inviting the sweet taste of his love in with a passionate kiss. Zena and Gabrielle crouched on top of the grassy ridge overlooking the massive war camp set up by Destiny's army. A long wooden stake with a human head impaled on top was placed in front of each group of tents. A cross bearing the broken body of a soldier was placed near the main entrance leading into the camp. Zena, I have a really bad feeling about this, stated Gabrielle. What kind of woman could be so cruel? Gabrielle cringed as soon as she said the words, remembering the story of Zena's conquests while traveling with Barias. Sorry, she muttered. Don't be. I did the same thing in Chin. Her camp is even set up like mine, answered Zena. We need to find out more information about her. If you have any questions, you should just ask, came a low voice from the trees. Zena and Gabrielle jumped up to look around. Within moments, a small dark brunette somersaulted out of the tree behind them and landed onto the ground. She was wearing brown suede Amazon leathers with a quiver of bows at her back and a sword sheathed on her right shoulder. Her pale eyes watched with intensity as the two legendary figures stared at her, weapons ready. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue, she purred. It's not nice to come in unannounced. Are you really Destiny, the leader of this army? Asked Zena. I've already answered that question. What's wrong? Am I not what you expected? Asked Destiny as the monster lifted his head ready to pounce. Well, actually, you are kind of small to be leading such a large army, Zena chimed in, a sneer on her face. Destiny's face turned red as the rage boiled within. Two arrows rose from their quiver and raced through the air toward the warrior princess, who caught them before they found their mark. Both dark warriors ran toward each other, their swords drawn as metal clanged against metal, and a battle ensued. They fought hard, searching for an opening in their enemy's defenses. Each thrust by the warrior princess was parried by the small brunette's sword. After several attempts in a matter of seconds, Xena swung her sword through the middle, hoping to catch Destiny off guard. Destiny anticipated the move, leaping high into the air above the sword, twisting in midair and catching Xena in the face with a side blade kick, sending the warrior flying backwards onto the ground. She was faced with the battling bard as she landed. Gabrielle landed a left punch to her stomach, followed by a right to her head, sending the small woman to the ground. A low, menacing growl came out of Destiny's mouth as Gabrielle stood over her, ready to land a fatal blow. Pale green eyes burned into emerald as the scythe fell from the bard's hands. Destiny placed her hands behind her, pushing herself from the ground and flipping backwards out of the blonde's reach as Xena ran toward her partner. "I don't want to fight you," hissed Destiny. Gabrielle picked up her weapons and started to walk forward, anger on her face. "Then this will be an easy fight for me." Xena grabbed her by the shoulder. "Wait! Can't we try talking first?" Destiny watched both figures, her sword now in a ready position, her eyes dark green with anger and a feral grin on her face. "Fight, talk, it really doesn't matter to me." Destiny's tone was condescending. Gabrielle's emerald green eyes looked like fire as the rage inside of her built. "Fight, talk," Xena answered in unison with Gabrielle. Destiny laughed at the two women, a smug look on her face. "Do you guys always agree like this? Which is it?" "I'd like to wipe that smug grin off your face right now," answered Gabrielle, pointing at the small brunette. "Oh, now we act matronly. Little late, don't you think?" "Gabrielle, calm down. Don't let her get to you. That's her game," interjected Xena. "You should know, princess, you were a great teacher," purred Destiny. Xena's face turned cold at the term princess. She took several deep breaths to calm herself before replying, "Today you mentioned a family resemblance. What did you mean?" "Is this where we have that little family chat?" she asked with a mocking tone. "I won't talk with weapons drawn." Xena and Gabrielle looked at each other and nodded, then put their weapons away. "Will you talk now?" asked Gabrielle. "As you wish," answered Destiny, placing her sword back in its sheath. Three warriors stared at each other silently. After several moments, a very impatient Xena spoke. "Are you going to answer my question?" Destiny smirked, toying with her guests. "What question was that, princess?" Xena's eyebrows furrowed. "You're not going to make this easy, are you?" "Where would be the fun in that?" asked Destiny. "Who are you?" asked Gabrielle, frustrated by the small brunette's conduct. "I told you, I am Destiny," she answered, giggling at the agitation she was providing. Like a cat with a toy, she loved the game. Xena took a few more deep breaths, running her tongue over her teeth, trying to stay calm. "Who are you related to?" "Why, Gabrielle, of course." "Where do you think I got my lovely size from?" she replied, a sarcastic grin on her face. "How are we related?" asked Gabrielle. "Finally, you get to the point," she teased. "I am the granddaughter of the one true god, Dayhawk. My mother is Hope, and I am the Destroyer. Any questions?" Gabrielle and Xena stood in stunned silence at the admission as Destiny continued to grin back, a devilish glint in her eye. "See something you don't like looking back at you, grandmother?" asked Destiny mockingly. "I don't believe you," replied Gabrielle as she fought to keep her feet planted on the ground. "Fine," answered Destiny, backing away as she watched the stoic expression of Xena change to complete astonishment. "What's the matter, princess? I'm not the insidious creature you expected." "Hope has been dead for a very long time," Xena said calmly. "Oh, that's right. You tricked my brother into killing her." Destiny paused for effect before continuing. "How many times have you been dead, Xena? Remember, grandfather is a god." "I won't be so easily tricked," answered Destiny with a menacing growl. "I was raised as a mortal. I know the value of a life." "Tell that to the 9 soldiers hanging in front of your camp," interjected Gabrielle. "You know nothing of me," shouted Destiny, her eyes burning with rage at the accusation. Her body tensed as Gabrielle walked toward her. "Heads on a stick. Nice touch. Only pure evil could have such results." "I am not evil," demanded Destiny. "I am a warrior, nothing more. Those men betrayed me. You know about betrayal, don't you, Xena?" Xena walked toward the small woman, her hands ready to draw her weapons. "Yes, I know about betrayal," she answered quietly. "It will blacken your heart." or it will make you stronger. Rome is mine. Athens is next. It is my destiny. Zena watched as the young woman talked, noting the expression in her eyes as she fought to remain focused. To murder innocent people, hissed Gabrielle, standing face to face. Zena stood next to Gabrielle, her hand over her chakram, ready to protect her soulmate. I am not a murderer, screamed Destiny as she backed away from the small blonde, her hands balled in fists as her body shook with tremors from her rage. This is my path, to conquer and destroy. It has been chosen for me, and I will triumph. You are just like your mother, no will of your own. There is no triumph in bloodshed, Gabrielle said, her voice quaking with anger. Destiny's breathing sped up as she listened to the words of her grandmother. Don't you dare judge me. I have my own will, the will to survive. Where were you when I was growing up? I've been fighting for the greater good, and I will bring evil like you down. You don't get it, do you? This is the greater good. I am fighting evil. I have seen things, been through things that would make even you and your warrior princess cringe. And I have taken down the evil that was present, and I won't stop until I have finished. Not without a fight, yelled Gabrielle. If you're not with me, then you're against me. Destiny whistled sharply. A white horse came galloping forward, stopping several feet behind Destiny. I will see you on the battlefield. It is my destiny to kill you, Zena. Ready to lose your head again, princess? She asked dryly as she somersaulted backward onto the waiting mount. Zena watched the woman with questioning eyes. It's my job to know my enemies. This area will be swarming with warriors any moment. I suggest you two not stick around for very long. Destiny jabbed her legs into the sides of the horse and rode off as warrior and bard stared silently at the disappearing figure on horseback. She rode hard until she was well out of sight from the warrior princess and the bard. After dismounting her horse, she changed forms and took flight, landing on the branch of a tree within sight of the secret passageway leading into the city, and waited patiently. Eventually the door opened, revealing a tall Greek man with curly brown hair. She watched as he crawled out of the small space and left the city. When he was out of sight, she changed forms, taking on the figure of the tall young man she had just seen. "So this is what it feels like to be a man," she whispered to herself, taking note of the various new body parts. Quickly she opened the door and climbed in. Her objective would be accomplished within a few short minutes. Gabrielle and Zena stood for a few moments before talking. "Zena," started Gabrielle. "Let's go, Gabrielle. It's not safe here. We can talk later." The two women took off through the forest, not stopping until they were a safe distance from the war camp. Gabrielle leaned her head against a tree. The thought of hope still being alive left her with a flood of horrible memories as she fought valiantly to control the contents of her stomach. Zena walked behind her and placed a comforting hand on her shoulder. "Hey, it's going to be okay," she whispered. "Okay," yelled Gabrielle as she turned to look into the azure eyes of her partner. "Hope is alive, and her daughter is just as evil. You saw her, Zena. She was toying with us. How do we defeat that?" "Like we always have, with love," answered Zena, trying to reassure her partner. "Zena, you can't defeat evil with love every time. She's more of a threat than Hope ever was. She has godlike powers, and she can fight as well as you." "She's not like Hope." "What?" asked an exasperated Gabrielle. "Didn't you see it in her eyes? She's tough, but evil is not her inspiration." "Zena, I can't go through this again," cried Gabrielle, tears flooding emerald green eyes. "You saw the carnage at the campsite. We have to destroy them both now." "You're right. We have to stop her. But Gabrielle, I saw something in her eyes. She was giving us clues. I think she wants us to stop her." "Why? You heard her. This is her destiny. I will kill her with my own hands if I have to." "No, you won't. It's me she wants. She won't even fight you." "Even better, Zena." "Gabrielle, don't you see? She fights with honor. That's not exactly evil." "What do you suggest?" "Know your enemy. We need to find out more information about her before we can fight her, and I think I know exactly who to start with." "Ares?" asked Gabrielle. Zena nodded and walked a few feet away, calling the war god's name. Within moments, a brilliant light was seen as the god of war stood before them. "Zena, it's so nice to see you again, and with your head attached." Ares looked over to Gabrielle. "Gabrielle, what's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost. Or, should I say, the daughter of a ghost." Gabrielle looked over at the god of war, glaring into his eyes, her anger reigniting. "Enough, Ares," demanded Zena. What's going on? War, Xena. Isn't it fabulous? You can't win this time, Xena. She will kill you. I'll take my chances. What's in it for you? Xena, don't you think these wars are enough for me? It's given me my immortality back. So much bloodshed. It really is a thing of beauty, teased the war god. How long have you been involved, Ares? Asked Xena. It doesn't matter, Xena. I've finally found a warrior who can defeat you. For Dayhawk? Why? Because Dayhawk is stronger than all of us, even that god your daughter works for. Destiny was trained to be you, and I must say she is magnificent, even if she is a bit on the small side. She has fire, just like you had when you were under my wing. And just between you and me, he whispered into Xena's ear, she's hot. Xena rolled her eyes as she listened to the war god's words, disgust clouding her eyes. What does she want with Athens? She asked. Just another land to conquer. Hope is quite the proud mother, you know, he answered, looking at Gabrielle with a twinkle in his eye. Roman legions are on their way as we speak. It's just a matter of days before Athens falls, and she will rule as my warrior queen. Why is Rome involved with this? Asked Xena. Because a certain Roman general is quite smitten by her charms, answered the war god. He paused, waiting for Xena to comment. Oops, you didn't know. Antony is the Roman commander. They'll be married after this battle, and eventually they will rule Rome together, as it is her birthright. She knows how to use men to her advantage. She learned from the best. Who did she learn from? Why, you, of course. Hope taught her to be just like you. Oh, by the way, thank you, Gabrielle, he teased, a gleam in his eye. What does Gabrielle have to do with any of this? Everything she learned came from those scrolls you wrote, he answered, pointing a finger at Gabrielle. Thank you for being so thorough with your journals, he added, laughing. Hope has my scrolls? How did they fall into her hands? You might want to ask your Amazons that. Well, I should get going. I have a war to watch. Wait, started Xena. You mentioned Antony. He's dead. His father is dead, answered Ares. Xena looked at him with shock on her face. Antony was married to Octavia before he fell to Cleopatra, making Augustus young Antony's uncle. He looks just like his father did. Any more questions before I leave? Yes, I have one, interjected Gabrielle. Who is Destiny's father? Oh, that one you'll have to figure out on your own, mocked Ares. Her name is Destiny, he added, and with a brilliant flash of light he was gone. Caesar, whispered Xena. Did I hear you right, Xena? Asked Gabrielle. Her name is Destiny, answered Xena as she turned to face Gabrielle, placing strong arms on her soulmate's shoulders. It fits. Ares just might have given us the bargaining chip we can use with Antony. Gabrielle looked into intense blue eyes as she pondered the information. Do you think Antony knows about her parentage? We'll have to find out, but if he's anything like his father, he will feel threatened by an alliance with a member of Caesar's family. Come on, let's go talk to Varya. Maybe she can give us some answers, replied Xena, as the two began their trek to the Amazon village. Destiny walked quietly into the tent, waiting for Hope to look up. Hello, Mother. Once again you had the chance to kill Xena. Why didn't you? This argument is getting old, Mother. I have things in control. This is not a game, shouted Hope, smashing her fist into the desktop. Yes, it is a game, Mother, and I'm winning. You're winning? Don't forget who put you in this position. Thank you, Mother, for restoring my birthright, hissed Destiny. I'm the one leading this army. It's me out there every day fighting for the glory of Dayhawk, she added, pointing angrily toward the door. Hope stood toe-to-toe with Destiny. Don't you forget who taught you everything you know, little girl. Destiny cowered at her mother's feet as cold, complacent eyes stared back at her. I won't, Mother, Destiny lowered her head sheepishly. I will destroy her on the battlefield. Good girl, replied Hope. Were you successful last night? Yes, Mother. The fountains have been contaminated. The Spartans will block the advancement of the Athenian naval forces, and Antony will send reinforcements to the front line. We just have to wait for them to arrive. Go now. We will talk later. Destiny nodded her head and walked out of the tent. Chapter 4. Rebirth of a Nation. Xena and Gabrielle reached the first of the Amazon guards by dawn. Sensing them, both women offered the Amazon salute of peace. Six Amazons came down from the trees, their faces covered by traditional Amazon masks. The leader pulled her mask away from her face, brown eyes staring in disbelief at Gabrielle. I am Gabrielle. Myrene looked Gabrielle up and down, averting her eyes toward the tall, dark warrior before replying, "I am Myrene. Varya has been expecting you," she said, staring back at the small blonde, a look of wonderment on her face. "Why is Varya expecting us?" interjected Xena. "Let's just say she is aware of the bad blood between Queen Gabrielle and her daughter," answered the Amazon. Gabrielle's eyes grew wide as she listened to the words spoken. "Bad blood? She is the child of darkness. I would say there is more than just bad blood. She is a murderer." "Please, you will need to discuss this with the Queen. Obviously you know a different hope than I do. She is an ally to the Amazons," answered Myrene. "How can the Amazons form an alliance with such evil?" asked a bewildered Gabrielle. "Varya will explain. I will need your weapons." "What? We are friends of the Amazons. How dare you ask us for our weapons?" Xena said, walking angrily toward the Amazon, steel blue eyes burning a hole through her. Gabrielle put her hand on Xena's shoulders before she could move closer. Xena stopped. "She's right, Myrene. I am still a queen by right. Why is it necessary to ask for our weapons?" "I mean no disrespect, Queen Gabrielle. It is by order of Princess Destiny. We are at war with Greece, and Xena is a Greek, not an Amazon," replied Myrene. Xena threw her hands up in frustration as she fought to control her anger. "Gabrielle, this is ridiculous. How is Destiny an Amazon princess?" "It is complicated," answered Myrene. "Varya will address any questions you may have. Give me your weapons, and you will be escorted into the village. No harm will come to you." "How do I know that?" hissed Xena. "The princess has ordered it to be so." Xena shook her head at the Amazon, refusing to let go of her weapons. "Xena," started Gabrielle, "we need to trust the Amazons. Please give her your weapons." She took out her scythes and handed them over to Myrene. Reluctantly, Xena complied and followed the Amazon and Gabrielle as they completed their journey to the Amazon village. Both warrior and bard were amazed as they neared the village. They were met by several warriors who were unfamiliar to them as they walked through the forest. The Amazon village was alive with a couple hundred women, many more than when they were last there with their sisters. It was reminiscent of the first time they entered the village many years earlier when Queen Melosa ruled. They followed Myrene silently into the queen's hut. Varya stood up from her seat as her guests arrived. "Xena, Queen Gabrielle, it is good to see you," she said as she bowed in respect to Gabrielle. "So good, Varya, you had to strip us of our weapons?" hissed Xena. "Xena, I mean no disrespect. It came from a higher order," answered Varya. "Varya, you are the queen. Why are you taking orders from anyone?" asked Gabrielle. Varya motioned for the blonde and brunette to sit down as she began to speak. "I will answer your questions. Please sit. Myrene, bring in Cyan now." Xena and Gabrielle complied and took a seat next to each other inside the hut. They waited patiently as Varya presented 5 goblets for drink and proceeded to serve the glasses to her guests. As the queen leaned over to pour the drinks, Xena noticed the tattoo across her back, a tiger jumping through a ring of fire. "I see you wear the mark of your master," Xena said with antipathy. Varya continued her task, then paused, glaring at the warrior princess before taking a seat in front of her guests. "I take it Myrene has informed you of the current situation between Destiny and Athens," she stated, ignoring the rude remark as the two women nodded their heads in agreement. "Did you notice anything different about the village as you walked through?"
"Yes, it's grown immensely since we were here last," answered Gabrielle.
"You can thank Destiny and Hope for that," replied Varya as she sat down in front of her guests. "What does Hope have to do with any of this?" asked Xena. Before Varya could answer, Myrene and Queen Cyan came into the tent. Cyan bowed to Gabrielle, who stood up and offered the same respect to the petite blonde. All three women sat back down to finish their conversation. "Myrene was raised in the northern Amazon tribe where Hope ruled," stated Varya. "Myrene, please tell our friends about your tribe." Myrene nodded in acknowledgement and proceeded to shed some light onto the situation as Xena and Gabrielle looked on quietly. "I was 10 when Gabrielle came to our tribe. At least, we all thought she was Gabrielle. The resemblance is amazing." She began looking at Gabrielle once again in disbelief. "She challenged Cyan for the mask and won, sending Cyan and a few Amazons loyal to her into exile."
"A challenge is a fight to the death. That's out of character for Hope," interrupted Gabrielle.
"But not out of character for you, Gabrielle," interjected Xena. "Continue, Myrene." "We were told to never speak of their tribe again. Doing so would be treason. She introduced us to her baby girl, Destiny. Many members of the tribe thought the child was little Eve."
"Why would you think that?" interrupted Xena.
"We knew Gabrielle would never come back alone unless you were dead. The baby was the same age as Eve. She even looked like her, with dark brown hair and pale-colored eyes that changed to green as she grew up."
How come you never asked this woman about Destiny's parentage? Asked Gabrielle. We knew the Olympian gods were hunting little Eve. The queen never offered us an explanation, and we never asked because we were afraid in doing so we would be putting the child's life at risk, answered Myrene. Either way, we thought she was our princess by birthright or right of caste. Shall I continue? Zena and Gabrielle nodded their heads in response. Destiny stayed at the village and trained as a warrior, becoming our finest protector when she was still a child. She fought in her first war when she was only 11. How could you let a child so young fight? Asked Zena. Destiny reached her maturity by then. She was already taller than the queen and looked much like she does today. She was by far the strongest warrior. She killed the leader of the opposing army, which led the way to our victory. She lost her blood innocence at 11? Interrupted Gabrielle, stunned by the information. Yes, continued Myrene. She was our protector until the queen felt we could defend ourselves and sent her away when she was 20 summers old to study in Chin, Scandinavia, and finally Rome. After 3 years, the tribe lost contact with her. The queen didn't find out until much later that Destiny had betrayed her commander during her tour in the Roman army. She was sold into slavery as a gladiator, where she fought for 3 years to survive. She became a hero to the people, which did not make Augustus happy. Word came to the queen that she had been arrested for treason against Rome, and she left immediately to find her, but was too late. Days before Augustus broke his engagement off to Livia, it was reported that Destiny had been crucified by the Romans. Myrene stopped to take a drink from her goblet. She was crucified? Repeated Zena, memories of her own experiences on the cross flooding her brain. That must be the betrayal she mentioned, added Gabrielle, her eyes turning soft as she momentarily felt compassion for the small brunette. Thoughts of headless men invaded her senses, turning the expression on her face cold again. Yes, agreed Myrene. She hung on the cross, alive, for 11 days. Warrior and Bard gasped as they listened to the story. She was speared twice, and on the 9th day her legs were mercifully shattered. However, by the 11th day she was still breathing. It is said that she was given mercy and handed over to the queen. They came back to the village several moons later. Destiny was completely healed. There were no signs of the nails in her hands and legs, and her broken bones were mended. We were told that her god had rewarded her for her bravery. The only physical difference was in her eyes. The softness was gone from her expression. Hope confessed her real identity to the tribe and asked forgiveness. She said that it was easier to assume your identity rather than explain that she was your daughter. She explained that her father was the one true god, and she was sent to resurrect the Amazon nation. Destiny would lead the Amazons to greatness. Our numbers were in the thousands by then, and she was forgiven. A regent was designated to reign over the tribe, but Destiny's status as our princess and heir to the throne remains in place if Hope dies. You sold the Amazons out. How could you forgive Hope after she admitted to being the daughter of Dayhawk? Asked Gabrielle. Brown eyes turned black with anger as Myrene confronted Gabrielle. We did not sell out. At first we thought she spoke of the god Eli. I grew up with Destiny. She is a true Amazon. She will never let harm come to this nation. She has proven herself over and over again. When did you find out about Dayhawk? Asked Zena calmly. About 1 year ago, Destiny sent for 500 of our warriors and asked for volunteers to come to Greece and live here with Varia. Our land was becoming crowded. More will arrive after things settle down. And the warriors? Where are they? Asked Zena. They fight in Destiny's army, replied Myrene. They fight for Dayhawk? Spat Gabrielle. How come we didn't hear about this from you, Cyan? She asked, pointing an accusatory finger at a petite blonde. With respect, Queen Gabrielle, began Cyan, I only heard about Destiny when she came to us with Myrene. Most of our sisters died on that beach. It was a welcome relief to find out that we had an unknown tribe in the north. Their relationship to you was an asset. How could you not know about a growing tribe? I thought you Amazons always stick together, interjected Zena. Usually we do, Zena. A village elder explained to me that to speak of the tribe was treason, and the only stories of Gabrielle that were allowed were the stories of your travels together, answered Cyan. We have to think of our future now. Thanks to Hope and Destiny, we have one. If they're successful, the future of the Amazon nation will be secure. How can you be so sure? Asked Gabrielle. She was born from evil. She will turn on you. No, she won't, interrupted Varia. She is loyal to the Amazon nation. Even so, Varia, started Zena, how can you be loyal to a god like Dayhawk? He will only bring darkness into the world. Zena, you have seen firsthand what the gods have done to us. Who protected us when we were being slaughtered by Bellerophon? Where is Eli's god now? My first loyalty is to the nation. We will continue to be protected, answered Varya. Varya, remember what Ares tried to do to you? She's working for him. You know that can't be good, pleaded Xena. Ares works for Destiny. He is nothing more than a lapdog for Destiny's pleasure, answered Varya defensively. She seems to have a thing for bad boys. Tell us more about Destiny. Why do you trust her so much? Asked Xena. I can tell you why I trust her, interrupted Myrene. Xena motioned for her to continue. She was one of our best hunters. One day, the two of us went hunting. A leopard approached us. I never heard the beast, and he pounced on me. Destiny dove forward, taking the animal down before he could touch me. It was amazing. She tackled the animal and stared into his eyes until he released his grip. Then she started petting him. She put her life in danger to protect a sister. If you ask around, you will hear more stories of her bravery. Xena sat listening to the story, heavy in thought. Since her return from Joppa, her memories of that time were hazy at best. As she listened to the Amazon's words, she felt a sense of déjà vu, but she couldn't place the thoughts. It was the same feeling she had when she first set eyes upon the small Amazon who introduced herself as Destiny. Her thoughts were interrupted by Varya's voice. Myrene, Cyan, thank you for your input. I would like to speak to Xena and Gabrielle alone. Both warriors stood up and bowed, then made their exit as Varya continued to speak. Destiny is not evil. There are 9 dead men that would disagree with you, replied Gabrielle, still unconvinced about the story she was hearing. So you have already been to the war camp, answered Varya. Both women nodded. She is a fierce leader, Gabrielle. Those men disobeyed her during the campaign against Athens. She lost hundreds of men as a result. So she executed them and hung them up in front of the camp? Asked Xena. She did not execute them. Except for the leader, the man crucified, she allowed each soldier a warrior's death. A warrior's death? Asked Gabrielle. She allowed each man to battle her in a fight to the death. With her skills, the men didn't have a chance going one-on-one. It was still an execution. Xena, it was 1 against 8. Of course, it was still no contest. The 9th man was taken back to Hope for judgment. She would never use a cross for punishment. Varya, how do you know that Dayhawk won't betray you? Asked Gabrielle. We don't. I do know that as long as Destiny succeeds, she will have her grandfather's favor, and we will be safe. If she fails, we'll join the fight against Dayhawk, but not before. Varya, what will happen if she fails? Asked Xena. Dayhawk has already put a price on her head. How do you know this? Asked Gabrielle. She came to me after the last campaign. She was very distraught at the loss of her men. She has one last chance to succeed, either kill the warrior princess or defeat Athens. He is very arrogant and wants to come into the world in a blaze of glory through the blood of hundreds of soldiers or the blood of the most powerful warrior in the land, you, Xena. The warrior princess jumped up in a defensive stance as she finished the last sentence, her eyes staring forward at her weapons on the table behind Varya. Relax, Xena. You're safe here by the princess's orders. Please, pick up your weapons if it will make you feel safer. I was going to give them back as soon as we finished our discussion. Xena walked over and picked up the weapons, put them back in their proper place, and handed the size to Gabrielle. Varya, you started to tell us what would happen if Destiny fails. Please continue, interrupted Gabrielle. If Destiny fails, Dayhawk will seek her lifeblood to bring him into the world. He'll kill her? Asked a bewildered Xena. She believes the Dayhawk will come into the world with or without her. If it is not her blood he receives, then he will take the lives of many innocent people in her place. If she fails, she will die trying. But if she defeats Athens, Hope will use the blood of the dead soldiers. We can't let that happen, replied Xena. There has to be a way to stop the invasion, save Destiny, and destroy Dayhawk once and for all. Xena, we have to stop the evil now. If that means killing Destiny and Hope, we have to do it, cried Gabrielle as she stood up to walk around. Gabrielle, if you could just meet her and spend some time with her, I think you will change your mind, answered Varya. I have met her, Gabrielle said as she turned around to confront the queen. She's quite a piece of work. I didn't see any of the compassion you speak of. Put yourself in her shoes. Imagine what your life would be like if you were raised from birth to be the destroyer. Think of how you would react if you were betrayed and used to kill people for sport. She became known as the Merciful Gladiator. Whenever possible, she spared her opponent's life. Listen to her sister's stories, and then you will see how much like you she really is, defended Varya. Gabrielle lifted her hand to her head, trying to absorb the information. I need to think about this. We have prepared a hut for you. There is food and drink for your comfort. If you would like a bath, my guard will escort you, replied Varya as she motioned for the guard to come in.
Go ahead, Gabrielle, interrupted Xena. I have a few more questions for Varya.
Gabrielle nodded and left the hut as Xena turned toward Varya to speak.
This seems more personal than you're letting on. What haven't you told us?
Xena, you once told me that I was the one to lead the Amazons back to greatness.
You were wrong. Destiny is the chosen one.
Varya, she responded, get to the personal part.
She saved my life, Xena.
When? How?
She was the one who saved me from Livia.
I was on the ground when Livia killed my sister. I froze, staring up at her as she brought her sword around to take my head off. Suddenly, a small female body with long, dark hair was standing in front of me. She stopped Livia by grabbing her sword hand in midair and punching her in the face with her right hand. Livia flew backward several feet from the blow. I heard a whistle as the woman turned around and picked me up off the ground. Pale green eyes stared into my soul. Before she could talk, she lifted herself off the ground, using my shoulders as leverage, and kicked Livia in the stomach with both of her legs. Livia flew back even farther this time. Destiny grabbed me by the shoulders. She told me it was too late to save the others, but she could save me. Then she put her arms around my waist and lifted me up with her as she somersaulted onto the back of a horse that responded to her whistle. We rode out of the village, away from the Romans. When we were a distance away, she stopped the horse. I asked her why we were stopping. She told me she was an Amazon sister and that I would have to go on without her. When I asked her why, she told me that if she joined me, the Romans would hunt us down or take revenge against our sisters. I didn't know what to do and stared down at her as the soldiers came toward us. She yelled at me to hurry and grab my hand.
Why are you stopping? Asked Xena.
I was just thinking about what she said to me next.
What was that?
She said that one day we would meet again and together bring the Amazon nation to greatness.
Varya paused, looking out the window.
Before I could respond, she slapped the back of the horse and I took off at a gallop. When I looked back, she was fighting 10 or more soldiers. Eventually, I found the Amazon village and they took me in. One moon later, a warrior named Ayla came into the village. She was from my tribe. She had escaped from the slave ship and told me what happened to the Roman soldier who saved me.
I can understand your loyalty, acknowledged Xena.
All of her suffering was for me, don't you see? She betrayed Livia and took my place as a slave.
No, we're missing something.
Why would she attack the village and save only you?
She wasn't with the soldiers. When we met again, she told me a little more about that day.
Livia didn't know she was an Amazon princess. She was taken into custody when she refused to engage in the raid.
Okay, so she broke free and saved you.
You've told me what she is capable of. Why did she allow herself to be taken into custody in the first place?
I don't know. She won't talk any more about that day, or Livia.
So, my daughter is a sore spot with her.
She has vowed vengeance against Livia. I never told her that Eve and Livia are the same person.
Thank you. What about the crucifixion?
She rarely speaks about it. She did tell me once that she survived so long on the cross because of Dayhawk's blood flowing through her. As long as he exists, she can only be killed by decapitation or drowning. If she loses his favor, that will change.
I can't imagine her drowning.
She can't swim, Xena. It's her only fatal flaw.
Interesting.
Xena, if you can save Athens and Destiny, I will support you. Until then, I will not betray her or the nation, and I will not put my warriors at risk.
Fair enough, Varya. Answer one more question. What is her relationship with Antony?
She speaks of him with affection, responded Varya. There has been talk of a wedding to bring the two countries closer together after the campaign.
I'll be leaving tomorrow. Is Gabrielle still welcome here?
She's always welcome here, Xena.
Good luck.
Thank you, answered Xena as she turned to walk out of the hut.
Xena stopped at the door and turned back around to Varya.
Can you arrange a meeting with Destiny?
Xena, she has orders to kill you. I don't think that's wise.
She hasn't yet, Varya. Why is that?
Varya looked at Xena and shook her head.
I don't think she will. Please get word to Destiny that I will be at the east side of the camp, inside the forest, when the moon is high tomorrow, and keep this between us.
Xena quietly opened the door to the hut and looked inside. Gabrielle sat at the desk, her head slumped over in her hands, the dim flickering of a candle the only light in the room. The small blonde raised her head to look at the tall warrior, confusion and frustration outlining her face.
Hey, you look terrible, started Xena.
How do you expect me to look? My daughter is trying to take over the world, led by a granddaughter I never knew existed, answered Gabrielle.
It could be worse, replied Xena as she entered the hut. Gabrielle took a deep breath and sighed.
How could it be worse?
We could still be in Joppa,
quipped Xena, smirking at her partner. Gabrielle raised her head, a small smile forming on her lips. "Never again," she answered. "You don't have any other ghosts you need to tell me about, right? I mean, I have heard the last story of your past deeds, haven't I? No more former girlfriends I should know about?" Xena sat down on the bed and began taking her bracers, armor, and boots off as she spoke. "I told you many times on the boat, no more secrets. It's your ghost we have to worry about now." "Thanks for reminding me," replied Gabrielle, placing her head back on the desk. "So what's the plan?" "We have to help Athens defeat Destiny's army, recruit her to our side, and defeat Dayhawk." "Destiny is loyal to Dayhawk. We have to kill them all, Xena." "No, we don't, but I'm afraid we will have to choose between Hope and Destiny." "There's no choice, Xena. We have to defeat them all, and that means killing all of them." "I disagree. Destiny is not evil. I got this feeling when we met, like I've met her before. I know it sounds strange, but the feeling is very strong. She's worth saving." "Xena, I've reconciled my failure as a mother. I can't go through this again." "Come here," stated Xena, as she patted the space on the bed next to her. Gabrielle arose from the desk and slowly walked over and sat down next to her soulmate, placing her head on her shoulder. "I'm sorry," whispered Xena, placing a kiss on Gabrielle's forehead, her arm around the small blonde's waist. Gabrielle looked up at her, eyebrows furrowed in a puzzled expression. "What for?" "For never giving you the opportunity to be a mother," answered Xena. "From day one, I believed Hope was evil, and I took her away from you. I thought I was doing the right thing, but after meeting Destiny, I fear I was wrong. I'm so sorry for the hurt I caused you." "Xena, we've been through this before. I've seen the evil Hope is capable of. She killed Solon. Think of everything we've heard today about Destiny, your granddaughter. She was born from evil. Her mother, grandfather, and even her father were all evil, yet the light that shines so brightly in you is inside her as well." "Were we at the same campsite last night?" asked Gabrielle, horror in her eyes. "Yes. Gabrielle, you've heard the testimony. She probably could have killed us last night, but she didn't. She's toying with us. That's what evil people do." "Evil is not her motivation," answered Xena. "Love is." "What?" asked Gabrielle, exasperation on her face. "She loves her mother. That's her motivation." "That's sick." "Not really. She was raised as an Amazon. Isn't loyalty revered among the nation?" "Yes, but she's on a path to conquer the world. That's not what the Amazons are all about." "Look, we know she survived a crucifixion. Dayhawk must have healed her because she bears no scars from the ordeal. Varya told me more after you left." "What did she say?" asked Gabrielle. "The commander who betrayed her was Livia. She saved Varya that day during the raid and was condemned to slavery by my daughter as a gladiator." Gabrielle looked at Xena in disbelief, taking a deep breath as the words sunk in. "She promised Varya that one day they would meet again to build a strong Amazon nation. Then she gave herself up. She truly believes that she is helping the nation." "Why didn't she run with Varya?" "She didn't want to put her sisters in harm's way. That is not the act of an evil woman. Gabrielle, I lost my way when I was betrayed, and you know the evil I caused. She's your granddaughter, and she's lost her way." "I'm not convinced, Xena. I saw the coldness in her eyes that Myrene spoke of. I saw a confused child, trying to cover her emotions. She lacks focus and has a nasty little temper. Those are flaws that can be exploited to our advantage." "Xena, her orders are to kill you." "So why hasn't she? She's had two chances today. Plus, she commands the Amazons, yet we're here as guests." "I'm an Amazon queen, and I was stripped of my weapons." "She did that to let us know the Amazons are loyal to her." "What about the arrows she shot at you?" "She lost her focus and her temper. She tried to kill you." "She knows I can catch arrows. She threw a temper tantrum because I referred to her as small. Seems to be a sore subject with her." "Really?" asked Gabrielle, bewildered. "Yes, she was in complete control with Bakar until he called her little girl. That could make her even more dangerous. Or it could work to our advantage." "I don't know what to think anymore, Xena. I do hope you're right about her, but I just don't see it." "It would be nice for you to have a granddaughter, even if she looks like your big sister." "Xena, why are you so focused on saving her?" "Closure. When I saw that dead knight in Britannia, I thought the only solution was to kill your baby. How else could I protect you? I never gave you a chance to be her mother. Maybe things would have turned out differently. If I can give you your granddaughter back, then maybe I will find forgiveness," answered Xena, blue eyes clouding with moisture as she spoke. "But we forgave each other for those events."
I've never forgiven myself, Gabrielle, replied Xena, a lone tear escaping down her cheek. Warrior and Bard sat silently in retrospect for several moments before Gabrielle broke the silence. I know what my first act as a grandparent will be. What's that? Slap that smart-ass mouth right off her face, answered Gabrielle, grinning. Gabrielle! Exclaimed Xena. What? She's worse than you, answered the bard, jabbing her partner in the ribs playfully. We'd better get a few hours sleep. We have a busy day ahead of us. To be continued. Well, that was part two of Gabrielle's Destiny by Candid Eyes. I certainly hope you're enjoying the story. I like it. I think it's a great story. Candid did a really good job at it. I'm going to put a link to the story in my show notes if you want to go over and read it. I'm also going to put a link to her email address, so drop her an email, let her know how much you like it. Feel free to email me, xenacast@gmail.com, and visit the website, xenafanfictionpodcast.com and xenacast.com. I'm glad y'all have been here, and everybody have a great week. And until next time, keep your pens to the paper and your imagination in the stars.